Okay, today's daf is Samach Vav. We're going to start the new parak soon. We started, just go back very briefly, the top of Samach Hayamu Bet yesterday. We said that the Mishnah is not like a Relezer Rabbi Shimon, because the Mishnah says that if you hivdil b'chatat v'lo hivdil ba'ola, pasul. If you separate, you, again, let's just assume you shech the kaneh and the veshed, where you, so you don't exactly sheft it because we do malika, but if you, right, okay, but even slicing would be with a knife, I don't know, but you cut the kaneh and the veshed with your finger, in the chatara of, that's not allowed, it's going to disqualify it. So the Mishnah says, that must not be like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Because the Braita says, Detanya, Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Shamati Shemavdilim b'chatara of. So the first assumption the Gemara has is that when he says, Shamati Shemavdilim b'chatara of, he doesn't mean l'chatchila, that you're allowed to. He means that you're not allowed to, because why are you not allowed to? Because the Torah says, Lo Yavdil. The Torah says, Lo Yavdil, it must mean you're not allowed to. But what does he mean then? So we're going to have three different interpretations as to what he does mean. The assumption is he means that if it were done b'di'eved, it would be okay, or maybe in particular situations. Okay, so we saw yesterday, Rav Chisda says, so the question is, my benayu, what's the machloka between Tanakama of our Mishnah? I want you to keep in your mind, by the way, for later in this year today, that right now the Gemara says the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, because the Mishnah says if you cut them both, it's pasul, and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says it's not. Okay, so just keep this in mind. I'll put it on the board. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Okay? Keep that in mind. It's going to connect to the next Mishnah where they're going to try to say, oh, well, how could that not be like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? Then they're going to say, what do you mean? This Mishnah isn't. Why would you assume that one? Okay, so now we have, I'll just review the opinions. Amar Rav Chisda, Mitzui Chatara Of Ma'akev Ika Benayu. Right? Just is the Mitzui Chatara Of Ma'akev, why wouldn't it be Ma'akev? Because remember, with the Olata Of, okay, this is good Chazara from yesterday, if you have your sheet, you can look at it. For the Olata Of, what do we have? We have that Mitzui, right? The Olata Of only has Mitzui, there's no Zrika. Whereas the Chatara Of has Zrika and then Mitzui. So Mitzui sounds like it's just a din of Shirayim. So if that's the case, right, we could say, oh, it's not Ma'akev. But alternatively, you could say, no, maybe it is Ma'akev. So that's the machloket between them. Who holds what? Tanakama Sabar Mitzui Chatara Of Ma'akev. Vekevan de Mitzui Dam Ka'avid. Mitzui Dam Ka'avid Ma'ase Ola B'Chatara Of. That since Mitzui Chatara Of is Ma'akev, so therefore, if you were to do the mitzui, then if you did the shech, one second, according to this, if you did the, because it's ma'akev, you could have a situation where you do the mitzui, and therefore it looks, you know, since you have to do the mitzui, it could look like you're doing the, if you do the havdalah, right, if you totally sever the kaneh and the veshet, the two simanim, then you're going to end up, since you have to do mitzui, it's going to look just like you're doing the ma'aseh olata of. And we're going to learn in the next Mishnah that if you do the ma'aseh olata of, bechatata of, it's pasul. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon sabar mitzui chatata of lo ma'akev. And therefore, if you cut both simanim, in the event, again, this is only in the event that you don't do mitzui, since mitzui is not ma'akev, then basically you would do the procedure. You could skip the mitzui. If you skip the mitzui, then it doesn't look like ma'aseh olata of, and therefore it's not disqualified. And it just looks like you're mechatech basar ba'amla. You're just cutting more of the meat, and it doesn't really, it's not an issue. Rava amar shehiya b'siman sheni ba'olata of ma'akev. Are you allowed to wait between doing the two simanim in the olata of? Now, if you're allowed to wait, right, so let's see. Tanakama sabar shehiya b'siman sheni ba'olata of lo ma'akev. It's not ma'akev, which means you can wait. And therefore, va'af agav dishahe ka'avi ma'aseh ola b'chatat.
How long is shehiya?
Well, this is the thing. What we're going to see inside today, and we kind of mentioned yesterday, is that when they would do, we can even jump down to the bottom and do it a little out of order. It'll make more sense. Okay, look about 8 lines from the bottom. Ketzav molkim chatata of. How do they do malika in the chatata of? Chotech shidra umafreket. You break the vertebrae and the what's the mafreket? I think in the back of the neck. Neckbone. Yeah, the neck bone. Okay, so you break the spine and the neck bone below rov basar without cutting through the majority of the meat. Ad shemagia laveshet o lakaneh. Okay, then you get to one of them, basically. Doesn't matter which one. Higia laveshet o lakaneh, right? There's the esophagus and the trachea. You get to one of them. Chotech siman achad o rubo. It's always that you only need to be mechatech most of the siman, okay? So either all of it or one, or most of it, but only one. Virov basar imo. Here we get to our point. Then after you cut the one siman, or most of the one siman, then you cut the majority of the meat around it, the flesh. Okay, now, if that's the case, the assumption right now of the Gemara is that if you're going to cut both simanim, how are you going to do it? Well, you're still going to do everything in the order the Braita says. So you're going to cut one, you're going to then cut the majority of the meat around it, and then you're going to cut the second one. In that case, there's shihiyah in between. We don't know how long exactly it takes, but there's some time lapse because you've already done something else in between. Okay?
So you break the neck bone, you come from the back end, you come from the
right. Well, in general, we said you do it in the back of the neck, right? Remember? So, right. Exactly. So now, if you say that even if you're cutting both simanim in the olah ha'of when you have to, if you have a little break between, it's still considered a good malika, then you would say here that if, since you did the first siman, then you cut most of the meat around it, then you cut the second siman, the assumption is it would still look like olah ha'of because that could still be counted as you cut two simanim together and it would have worked for the olah ha'of. And again, you get into the same problem that if you shech the chatat, if you do the procedures the way you do the olah ha'of, you're going to have a problem. So that's, so Tanakama says, therefore, shiya b'siman sheni b'olah ha'of lo ma'akib. Actually, they changed the nusach to lo pasla, doesn't disqualify it. V'apagav d'shihiyeh, or d'sh, I don't know how you pronounce that, d'shahiyeh, even though he had a break in the middle, k'avi ma'ase ola b'chatat. But Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon sabar me'akeh, or pasala it should be. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says it actually disqualifies it. And therefore, in our case, since you're going to do one siman, and then you're going to do the rov basar, and then you're going to do the second siman in the chatat ha'of, kevin deshaye mechatech basar ba'almahu, and it's not a problem. It doesn't look like you're doing the olah ha'of because it looks like you're just cutting extra meat. It's not, you're not doing the same thing as by the olah ha'of because the olah ha'of is not allowed to have any sort of break in between. You basically, you know, cut them both at the same time. Abayam, our third answer. Okay, Abayi is going to hold that everybody agrees that shehiyah is ma'akevet, okay? And therefore, what's he going to say? The question is, now, you might have thought this when I said it, who's to say you have to do the rov basar? Maybe in theory, you could, when we're talking about doing two simanim in the chatat ha'of, maybe you're cutting both at the same time, and maybe rov basar, this, you know, this idea that you have to, you know, what did we say? You do siman achad, and then you cut the rov basar, and then our assumption was only after that did the guy do the siman sheni. But that's assuming that rov basar is a critical part. But again, if rov basar is not a critical part, then you can, in theory, not do this, in which case you cut both simanim immediately one after the other, and there would be no shihiyah, and it would look exactly like olat ha'of. So that's going to be the machloket according to Abayi. Rov basar ma'akev ikabenayu. Okay, now here it doesn't explain each of the sides, but it's obvious that if you say rov basar is ma'akev, then obviously there's going to be shihiyah, and then we don't have to worry, and that's Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Shita. So if you're mavdil and you cut both simanim, for sure you're going to have to do it with that rov basar in the middle, and therefore there'll be a break, and therefore it won't look like olah ha'of. Whereas Tanakama is going to say, no, you don't have to do rov basar, in which case you can, in theory, if you're going to be mavdil the chatat ha'of, in theory you could cut both at the same time, in which case it'll look like olah ha'of and it'll be disqualified.
As long as the kohen knows which one he's doing and doesn't have their own thoughts and he's focused on whether it's an olah or whether it's a chatat, who are we talking about?
Wait till the next mishnah. We're going to basically say, that's the whole thing is premised on the next mishnah, which says that you can't do maaseh. We'll talk about it, okay? So hold off on your question until later. Now we're going to say, Rava and Abaye, right, there's a debate between them, is the machloket, shehiyah, v'siman sheni v'olah ha'of, psala or not, or is it Rov Basar Ma'akev or not? So they're going to say Abayim Rava is based on a Plugta de Rabbi Zera v'Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Chad Amar Shiyah B'Siman Sheni Ba'olah Ha'ov P'sala Ika Benayu V'Chad Amar Rov Basar Ma'akev Ika Benayu. Okay, we're now just going to say that they have the exact same machloket. One thing, so that's the machloket, and what the other thing, that the other is the machloket. Now we're going to say, according to Abaye, Michlal de Bi'ina Rov Basar B'Tchila, we can infer from here that what does he say? That the Rov Basar has to be done immediately after the first Siman, right? Is that, are we going to infer that? So now the Gemara says, yeah, in, it's true, that you need to do Rov Basar immediately after the first Siman. How do we know that? The Hatanya. Hatanya in this case, right? Hatanya most often is a question. In this case, it's a brayta to support. We're saying, and yet, and behold, it does say this in a Mishnah. And it shows exactly the order when you do the Rov Basar. So now we'll read it again. Ketzav mokim chatar ha'of, chotech shidra mifreket below Rov Basar. Ad shemegia laveshet o'kaneh, higia laveshet o'lekaneh, chotech siman achad o'rubo, v'rov basar imo. Then he takes the Rov Basar. Uba ola shnayim o rov shnayim. And the same exact thing for the ola, it's just by the ola they do both simanim or the majority of both. So now until now, what have we assumed starting from the very beginning of today? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, mavdilim b'chatara of. The Gemara assumes right now that he means, really, you're not allowed to be mavdil, but if you did, either there's circumstances or you could say maybe it's okay. It would be okay. Amarua kameja Rabbi Yirmiyah. They brought all these limudim in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amar lo shmiale hadam Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoa. Right, it's always interesting when they quote in the name of him, in the name of him, in the name of him. He's saying we have a very old masoret telling us about Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Ayah Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. And then they said, Omer Hayah Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, okay, all these people say in the name of the name of that, to say that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was known to have said, Shamati b'chatat ha'of shemavdilim. Okay, that, in fact, you can be mavdil. Umay lo yavdil, and what does it mean when the pasuk says lo yavdil, right? Until now, what do we assume? Lo yavdil means you're not allowed to separate. Comes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and says, but b'dievet, if you did, it's still not disqualified. So now Rabbi Yirmiyah says, but when he said lo yavdil, how did he understand lo yavdil according to this masoret of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? Ein sarich lahavdil. You don't have to. Which means that if you did, right? In other words, lo yavdil doesn't mean you're not allowed to. Lo yavdil means you don't have to. Which means that if you did, it's not like doing ma'aseh olah ta'of. It's not a problem. It's part of the process is you can, you can. You can opt in, you can opt out. It's totally lechatchila, would be okay. So now they ask a question out of left field. Okay, they say, Amale, I assume what's bothering them is lo yavdil. Generally, when we have lo in a Torah, it means don't do it, right? Of all cases, I'm not sure why they brought this one. But Amale, Rav Acha, Berei de Rav, Rav Ashi, Ela me'ata gabei bor, by the din of bor. Okay, we're getting totally off topic. What's the din of bor, right? If you dig a pit in the middle of the street, or if those of us learning public comment in the mornings know that there's a hole. It's a, right, well, no, not just this structure, but where did you dig it? Is it in your reshut, and then you, is it yours, and then you open your reshut? Anyway, I'm not going to get into all those details. But anyway, gabe bor dichtiv, okay, you have to read the whole pasuk, chi yiftach ish bor, o chi yichre ish bor, v'lo yichasenu, if you dig a pit, right, a pit in the ground, and you don't cover it, v'nafal sham ashor chamor, right, then bala bor yishalem kesef yashiv lebala v'me'iyel. Okay, so, what does it say here? V'lo yichasenu. Now, if you say lo yavdil is you don't need to be mavdil, but you can if you want. So lo yichasenu hachanami de'ein sarich lechasot. Does this mean you don't actually have to cover it? Of course you have to cover it. The whole point is, right, lo yichasenu means you didn't, but you should have. Okay, so that's why it's a very weird comparison because they're not comparing similar uses. Right, it's really not at all because here it's telling you what you didn't do right, and there it's a very strange comparison. So anyway, the Gemara is going to say, "Hachi hashta," you're comparing two different things. Hatam kevan dechtiv bala boy shalem, ilavehu derami lechasuyeh, because it says you didn't do it and therefore you pay. So obviously he was responsible to do it. Aval hacha, but in our case, michditi vihikrivo. Now here it's very confusing what the Gemara means by this. I'll kind of explain in a certain shot way, but know that there's many different interpretations here. Michditi vihikrivo. Do you remember in the pasuk about the olah ha'of? You can look again at your sheet from yesterday. Right, v'imena of halak korbanol Hashem. Right, if he takes from the of, etc. V'hikrivo hakohen al hamizbeach. It's said in singular. Now, yesterday we said it's said in singular to teach you that since the first pasuk said hikriv mina tolim omim bnei ayona, which was plural, here v'hikrivo seems to imply that it's singular. But there could be when you hear the Gemara is going to darshan something different. Hikrivo, they're singling out the olat ha'of, that only the olat ha'of is done in this way, but not the chatat ha'of. In which case, and now remember what we learned, that because it says he krivol amizbech, he does the malika of the rosh, he ktir amizbecha, and then he goes back in his maktir another part later. It must be that you separate the head from the body. So they already implied that that's the case. So he krivo comes to indicate that you only sever the head from the body in the olata of and not the chatata of. In which case, when it gets to chatata of, it doesn't need to use the words lo yavdil, because that's already obvious that the chatat is done differently. So here we're going to say, aval hacha michtiti v'krivo, chileka ketub ben chatat of lo lat of. Already by the word hikrivo means only this is sacrificed in this way and not anything else, meaning the chatat of is not going to be separated, and therefore lo yavdil lamali. What does the lo yavdil come to teach you? Shmamina ein sarich lahavdil. Okay, now, you could have imagined the Gemara could have answered this much better, right? In other words, to compare the boar to the chatat ha'of, already by the beginning, it already answered it by saying, bala boi shalem, and therefore it's obvious. Whereas you could have just said, in our case, it's not the same thing. But instead, they gave more reasons here, and I think that they're really just bothered by the fact, and as they're bringing boar as some sort of example, but they're really struggling with how can lo yavdil, which sounds like you cannot, be interpreted as it's optional, right? You can if you want, you can't if you you don't have to. So what the Gemara ends up darshaning is, since it already said v'hikrivo, which seems to already imply, lo yavdil must be coming to teach you something additional, which is, well, it's true, you're not supposed to, but in theory, lo yavdil doesn't really mean you can't, it just means you don't have to. And that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah says to explain, this is all to explain Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon's position. Not everybody thinks this. Remember, our Mishnah said, it's pasul if you do it the wrong way. So lo yavdil has basically two interpretations among the Tanaim. One is asur, if you do it, it's disqualified. You have Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who's interpreted now in four different ways, but I would split them into two. The first three opinions we saw, which seem to imply that it's all bidiyavid, it's okay, but lechatchila, you really can't separate. Or the way Rabbi Yirmiyah explains Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Shita, which is, it's totally fine if you do it. It's an option, okay? So, and remember, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, right? Remember, like I said, we already said that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, because our Mishnah says it's disqualified. And we're going to again come to the same question about the next Mishnah: is it Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, or not? Okay, so remember that. Okay, last part of this Mishnah before we finish the parak: Mitzah Damaguf. Okay, this was at the end of the Mishnah. Right? Was it at the end? Not the end of the Mishnah. If you notice, by the way, the whole second part of the Mishnah was all about chutz l'zmano, chutz l'mekomo, all that. The Gemara doesn't even address it because we addressed it all much earlier in the Masechet. So now they're on the line of mitzah dama rosh velo mitzah dama guf. It's on Samach Dalet Amud Bet, about 10 lines from the bottom. Psula. Okay? If you do the dama rosh, but you don't do the dama guf, you don't squeeze out the blood and put it on the wall, it's psula. But dama guf velo mitzah dama rosh kshera. But as long as you did the dam of the body, not the rosh, it's okay. So now the Gemara is going to say, why is one okay and why is the other one not, right? It seems a little arbitrary. So Tana Rabbanan, Ola afa pisha mitzah dama guf velo mitzah dama rosh. The pasuk says Ola, okay, which seems to be an unnecessary word, right? This is from the pasuk Ola. Olahu isher reach nichoach lashem. Okay, it's in the pasuk Yud Zayin. You have it on your sheet. By v'shasa'ot ha'b'knafav lo yavdil v'itirat ha'kohen ha'mizbecha ala itzim asher ala esh. And then the pasuk ends, olahu yisherech nichoach Hashem. What's that part coming to tell you? So they say, it's trying to tell you that mitzad dam aguf v'lo mitzad dam arosh, it's okay. In other words, it's considered an olah, even if you didn't do all this, all the blood. Yachot. So now they're going to say, why in that order? Why was it dam aguf that's okay and not dam arosh? I understand that olah is coming to kind of include something else, to say, even if things weren't done perfectly, it's okay. But yachol mitzad dam arosh v'lo mitzad dam aguf. It could have been the reverse. Maybe you have to do, you know, why would you think the rosh? Because the rosh is the first thing you do, right? Malaket rosho v'ktir mizbech havin mitzad dam alkir mizbech. The first thing you do is the dam arosh. Maybe that would be the one that's ma'akev. So now they say, tamud lomar, who? So they say, because it says who, I'm actually not sure, is it who or he? But either which way, it says that in order to say, it's out, right? In order to tell you no. That, right, that's not going to work. Okay, that direction doesn't work. Now, obviously, it's still not clear what, it doesn't answer our question as to what, it tells us one and not the other, but it doesn't tell us which one. So my Talmuda, where do they get this from, that it's that way, and right, that it's the goof that's necessary, not the rosh? Amaravina mistabra derov damim beguf shriche. Okay, because most of the blood is in the body, and therefore that must be the one that's the more important one, rather than the head, which doesn't have as much blood in it as the body. Okay, Hadron Alach Kodesh HaKodeshim. We're now continuing, really a continuation. And we're going to see already the Mishnah here. The Gemara is going to call the Reisha and the Seifa and refer back to our previous Mishnah. They really view these as connected, even though they're in two different prekim. Chatat Ha'of. Now we're going to have all sorts of cases where you do things not the way they're supposed to be done. And the question is it going to be good or not? So we're going to start with the Chatat Ha'of, then we're going to go the Olat Ha'of. Chatat Ha'of Sha'asa'a Lemata. Okay, let's say you do the blood down at the bottom, right? Oh, so now we're going to see, actually, it's not clear. Is it, what are you doing lamata? Are you doing the malika, or are you doing the sprinkling of the blood? So, chatara of shasa'a lamata, okay? Just one second. The olata of was done, right, right, we're going to see, okay, the chatat was done lamata, and the olah was done lamala. So this part so far is the way you're supposed to be doing it. He does it lamata. Kima aseh chatat, and l'shem chatat. Okay, this is your ideal case. Okay, this isn't wrong yet. So far, this is all right. He does it lamata, he does it like the chatat's supposed to be, and he does it l'shem chatat, that's kshira. Kima aseh chatat, let's say he does it the way the chatat ha'of is supposed to be done, but he does it l'shem olah. Now, what's going to be the halacha here? We know from the very first Mishnah, chatat that's done shelo lishma is disqualified. Remember? So, the chatat ha'of is the same as the chatat behema in this case. Okay? So, kimaseh chatat l'shem olah, or, and here's what we learned at the end of the previous daf, kimaseh olah l'shem chatat, let's say you had the right intent lishma, but you did it the way the olah ha'of is done, or kima aseh olah l'shem olah, where you did both of them wrong, both like the olah is done and l'shem olah, psula. All three of those options are going to be psula. Asa'a lemala, let's say you did it on top, okay, until now we really were only addressing the intent and the way you did it. But what if you did it in the wrong location? Kima aseh kulan, in other words, even if you did it, kima aseh chatat l'shem chatat, the location is also ma'akev, and it's going to be psula. Okay, psula. Now we're moving to the olah ta'of. Olah ta'of sha'asa'a lemala, okay, which is its actual location, kima'ase olah, the way it's supposed to be done, and l'shem olah is kshera. But if you do it, kima'ase olah l'shem chatat, what's going to be the halacha? Lishma, right? The wrong intent. If it's an olah that's done with the wrong intent, what do we learn? It's kshera, ubevad shelo ata lebaleh. Remember, it's still kasher, but it doesn't work for the owners who, you know, let's say somebody voluntarily offered an olah, he has to bring a different olah in its place.
So that just means they can eat it.
It means they can eat it, exactly. It means it can be eaten. Kim ma'aseh chatat, l'shem olah. Ah, wait, no, it can't be eaten because it's an olah. So it means that you can continue going through, right, or it's allowed to burn. It's not disqualified. If it's disqualified, you have to remove it from the mikdash. It's no good. But here, you have to burn the whole thing because it's an olah. Kima'aseh chatat l'shem ola. Let's say you did it the way the chatat is done, even though it's an ola, and you did it l'shem ola, right, with the right intent, or the opposite. Kima'aseh chatat. Oh, sorry, this isn't the opposite. This is both were wrong. Kima'aseh chatat l'shem chatat. Everything was done the way the chatat's done, and as if it was a chatat, psula. Both those cases are pasul. And asa lamata kima'aseh kula. And if you did everything else right, but you did it lamata instead of lamala, it's psula. That also disqualifies it. So now the Gemara is going to start trying to figure out which are we talking about. What are we talking about that you did the malika or the haza'ah or the mitsui? In other words, when it comes to the chatat, are we talking, remember, the haza'ah is more critical in the chatat than the mitsui adam. Mitsui adam, there was a machloket, is it ma'akev or not? But well, let's assume we're either talking about there's two acts, the malika and the haza'ah. Which one are we referring to that you did it lemata or lemala, right, in the wrong place? And likewise with the olat ha'of, is it the malika or the mitsui when we talk about the second part? So we're going to start with the chatat. So when it says that you did deshane b'mai, what did you change? What did you do kema'aseh ola? Ilema deshane b'malika. If we say that you did the malika differently, now what would be doing the malika differently? Severing both the kaneh and the veshet. Well, if that's the case, now what did Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say? He said, shamati shemavdilim b'chatat ha'of, it doesn't disqualify it, right? Whether we say it's l'chatchil or b'di'evet, either which way, it doesn't disqualify it. So according to this Gemara, it's going to say, Neima deloka Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, da'amar shamati shemavdilim b'chatat ha'of. If you say that the shinoi here is b'malika, then we're going to have to say that our Mishnah doesn't match Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, which seems like it shouldn't be such a problem because our previous Mishnah didn't match Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, but right now the Gemara doesn't want to say that. They say, well, then you're limiting our Mishnah. It doesn't, it's not according to everybody. So therefore, so then they say, velo kimna delo k'Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So they say, so this is a, is it ready to Gemara question? One second. Right, so the Gemara is questioning and saying, what do you mean? But what, we didn't already be made, in our previous Mishnah we already said wasn't K'rav Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So why should it bother you that it's not K'rav Elazar Rabbi Shimon? So then they say, you could explain our Mishnah. In other words, the Gemara is now going to say, you could in theory explain our Mishnah that it holds like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and you could claim that what's the issue here? Dishane b'haza'ah. It's not that you did both simanim, because that would be okay, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, but you did the haza'ah differently. Hachinami mistabra mi dekatani seifa, and how can we prove that it's b'haza'ah? Okay, now what would it be b'haza'ah? Shina b'haza'ah means you didn't do the sprinkling. You just went straight from malika to mitsui, and that would be kima'aseh ola. Okay, even if you severed both parts, let's say your Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, you just didn't do the haza'ah, you skipped that part. How can we prove that this is what it is? Hachinami mistabra mi dekatane seifa, asa'a lemala kima'aseh kulam psula. Right, if you do it up on the upper part of the mizbeach, kima'aseh kulam, it's going to be pasul. Ba'filu kima'aseh chatat l'shem chatat. Right, and even if you did ma'aseh chatat l'shem chatat, right, we're still going to say it's pasul because you did it lemala. So again, they're going to say in this case, dishane b'mai. E lema deshani b'malika, and that you did the malika on top, would that disqualify it? Hamar mar malika b'komakom b'mizbeach k'shera. We already learned that malika can be done anywhere. When we talk about lemata and lemala, where it's critical that you do the chatat lemata, what are we talking about? The hazayah. Okay, and therefore, one second. Am I confused? Sorry, it's lemala. No, sorry. Right, the chatat of is done lemata. Right, where do they do the sprinkling then? I always think the sprinkling's on the four corners of the mizbeach. I guess they do the sprinkling at the bottom. Right, they just do it on the wall. Right, it's on the walls. It's not like the chata'ot, which have to be on the four corners. Fine, I was confused for a second. Mm-hmm. Here you do it on the walls, and you do it on the walls under the chodah sikra. So it obviously, you know, it's by the fact that they're talking here that it's going to disqualify it if you do it lemala, you can't be talking about malika, because malika can be done anywhere. There's no specific, it's certainly not going to be pasul if you did malika anywhere, because it says malika b'chol makom b'mizbeach k'shera, and therefore it must be b'shane b'haza'ah. And now they're going to say like this, since that line, which talked about asa'a lamala, midaseifa bahaza'a, reisha nami bahaza'a. So now they're assuming that we're going to basically assume that most things are constant in the Mishnah. So if they said when you do it lamala, it's going to be disqualified, and we're talking about the sprinkling. When it said previously in the Mishnah, when you do kimase ola, it must be also talking about the sprinkling. And therefore, this must be talking about the sprinkling, in which case it can match Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, because we're not talking about Malika here. That's their proof. But the Gemara immediately rejects this proof and says, Midiria, hakadita v'hakadita. Why are you assuming each case is the exact same thing? When it says kimase ola, it could be talking about the Malika. And our Mishnah could be not like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, which we have no problem with, because previously we said the previous Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. And our Mishnah could be saying, if you do kimase ola and you sever both the kana and the veshet, it's pasul. And that would make a lot of sense in the context of our Mishnayot. And then when it talks about, if you do it lamala, we're talking about the hazaya. That's fine. One is talking about Malika, one is hazaya. Those are different cases anyway. One is you did kamase ola, and the other is you did it lamala, and be done with it. Okay? And therefore, they don't necessarily conclude that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. No. In fact, our Mishnah seems to really not be like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and it could be referring to Malika, really, or hazaya. Olata of. Now we get to the olata of part. So again, when you do kim ma'aseh chatat, it's going to be pasul. If you do it lamata, it's going to be pasul, because right, it has to be done lamala. And we're now going to see something else about it. Okay? So dishane b'mai. So the question is, again, what did you do when you did some kim ma'aseh chatat? Ilema dishane b'malika. If we say you only cut one siman, right? Midikatane seifa. Now we're going to say this doesn't work with the upcoming Mishnah. Okay, why? The upcoming Mishnah says, okay, so you can look at the next Mishnah, V'kulan eim mitam'im b'beit ha'bliya. Okay, you need some background for this. Remember the Beit ha'bliya? Nevelat of tahor mitame b'beit ha'bliya. What does that mean? If a bird dies without having proper shechita, forget about the mikdash. This is outside the mikdash. If you don't properly shecht a bird, that it becomes called the Velat and a Tahor bird. It's called the Velat of Tahor, and it has a special din of Tuma. It's mitame in a unique way that if you're eating it while it's in your mouth, anything you touch becomes tame. Okay? So, what's the issue here? Malika is not Shechita, right? Malika is something that's uniquely reserved to the Beit HaMikdash. If you do Malika on a bird outside the Mikdash, it's called a Nevela. Okay? What if you do Malika in the Mikdash for the purposes of your sacrifice, your Olat Ha'of, for example, and then you disqualify it because you do it Lamala, let's say. Well, I'm sorry, right? Right. Sorry, you do it Lamata. The Olat is supposed to be done Lamala. You do it Lamata, so you've disqualified it. Is it considered an Avelat of Tahor now? Because Malika is only allowed as an alternative to shechita when you're doing it for a korban. Here you did it for a korban, but you messed up the korban. You did it in the wrong way. So according to the Mishnah, kulan eim mitamim bebei tavliya. The malika itself was a good enough shechita to take it out of the realm of nevelot of tahor. Okay, even though its counterpart by chulin would be called a nevelot. Okay, and then it says umo'alim bahem. And even though they're disqualified, they still have the din of mi'ilah. Okay? Meaning, right, you're not, if you benefit from them accidentally, right, you bring an asham ilo, you have to pay, etc. So now they're going to say like this. Ilema dishane b'malika, if we say you did the malika wrong, midikatane seifa kulan emetamim b'beit ha'bliya umo'alim bahem, and there's a din of mi'ila, neima delo k'rabbi Yoshua. You're going to have to say then that our Mishnah doesn't match Rabbi Yoshua, who you don't know yet, but let's see in a minute. De'ika Rabbi Yeshua ha'amar ein mo'alim. Rabbi Yeshua says that if you did the malika in the wrong place, then there's no din of me'ila. Okay? It leaves the realm of me'ila. The only time there's me'ila is if you did it, if you did it in its proper place. But if you did it in the wrong place, you did the olata of lamata, then it leaves the realm of me'ila. Okay? It's not kodshim anymore. So therefore, now, Rabbi Yeshua, we're going to see in the next Mishnah, the Machloket, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. Now, why is this interesting? Why does the Mishnah not want to say, it's Deloke Rabbi Yeshua? Because now the Mishnah doesn't want, they don't, they're going to say, according to this, the next Mishnah is not going to be Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. And it's a problem to say that Mishnah is not Rabbi Yeshua, because why would we would want the Mishnah to be Rabbi Lezer? Because who's Rabbi Lezer? None other than Rabbi Lezer ben Horkanus, who had the whole thing with Lova Shamayim, he and the rabbis put him in Cherem, and right, and his opinions didn't get accepted because the people didn't agree with his opinions in general. So if we're going to have a machlok of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer, we're going to pass him like Rabbi Yeshua. So it seems weird that our Mishnah should be like against Rabbi Yeshua. So now they're going to say, ve'ela b'mitzui, so therefore it must be b'mitzui. Okay, what did you do? You did the mitzui limata. Okay, or you did it like the, right, the, in the wrong place. If that's the case, ema seifa, or you did kemaseh chatat, was the mitzui, right? Ema seifa olata of sha'asa'a limata, kemaseh chatat, l'shem chatat. Look at the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says, if you do the olata of limata, like the chatat, l'shem chatat, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Moalimba. Rabbi Yeshua Omer E Moalimba. So now, right, so again, you have the same type thing where you do it Lamata, Kima Sechatat, and Rabbi Eliezer says there's Me'ila, and Rabbi Yeshua says there's no Me'ila anymore. So Deshane Bemai, again, what did you do Lamata here in this next Mishnah? What must it be? Ilema Bemitsoi, if you're going to say it's Bemitsoi, just like our Mishnah. Imur de Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Deshane Bemalika, B'mitzoy mi amar. When Rabbi Yeshua said his statement about Ein Mo'alim, he was talking about Malika specifically. One second, how do we get this? Because, right, the machloke Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua is known that it's about Malika. So therefore, if it's about Malika, then this machloke that's brought in the Mishnah must be about Malika. Their machloke is not, there's only a machloket, is there me'ila or not, if you do the malika wrong. Okay? But b'mitzoy mi'amar, ela, so therefore, it's right, so therefore we're assuming, ela b'malika, so therefore we must be, we're back to, it must be malika, because the next Mishnah doesn't make sense, because the next, if we say it's mitzoy, well, it doesn't make sense with the next Mishnah. So in other words, we started with saying it's malika, then we said, well, then our Mishnah doesn't match Rabbi Yeshua. We then said, so then it's mitzoy. If it's mitzoy, well then, we're zigzagging. We're talking about mitzoy here, and then the next section we're talking about, when we say lamata, we're talking about mitzoy, and when we say lamata in the next Mishnah, we're talking about malika. It's very confusing. So they say, no, it's b'malika. Must be, therefore, our case is b'malika. So then they say, so Reisha v'Seifa b'Malika u'Mitziat, and that's the Mishnah by Rabbi Yeshua, the next Mishnah is obviously b'Malika. So now they're going to say, so it doesn't make sense to say Reisha v'Seifa b'Malika u'Mitziata b'Mitzoy. Now you're going to say, we started talking about the issue was Malika, then we moved to Mitzoy, and then we moved to Malika again. It seems weird. And then they say, no, in Reisha v'Seifa b'Malika u'Mitziata b'Mitzoy, no, we're actually zigzagging back and forth. Okay? And therefore, we don't want this Mishnah to match Rabbi Lezer's opinion. So we're going to have to say that when it says Lamata, they must mean Malik. They must mean Mitzoy. And when the next Mishnah brings it up as a Machloket, they're obviously talking about the Malika. So they basically say, yes, we are going to zigzag. Okay, now we're going to get to the next Mishnah. Yeah.
There's no such thing as Malika Lamata. What's Lamata? Lamata is only the wall under Kula Sikra.
You're doing it on the floor. No, you're doing it on the ground next to the bottom of the Mizbech instead of on top of the Mizbech. Remember, you had to walk up to the Sovev, and there you did the Malika. So if you did the Malika, remember, you walk up the Sovev, you're supposed to be on the Sovev when you're doing the Malika. So what they're saying is if you do a Shinoi and you do the Malika on the floor, the same place where you do the Chatada Of, that's Kemaseh Chatad, and it's going to disqualify it. Okay? But again, in the end, they say, no, it's not Malika. In other words, what they're really talking about here is the Shinoi is not the Shinoi of Malika, the Shinoi is Behaza'ah. That you're doing the mitzoy in the wrong place. And not the hazaa, the mitzoy. The mitzoy in the wrong place. Okay? Okay. Or what could you have also been mishanen the mitzoy? It means you actually did hazaa instead of mitzoy. Because that would be maaseh chatat. Where if you do it like the chatat, it's not just, right, because you'd have to say there's two things. Because there's maaseh chatat, and then there's there's the place, right? So you could say kemaaseh chatat is that you do haza'ah, which you're not supposed to do in the olad ha'of. You do sprinkling and not only mitzoy or sprinkling instead of mitzoy. Okay, the next Mishnah. V'kulan emetam in bebeit habliyah. So now we just learned this. Even if they're disqualified, they're still not considered nevelat of tahor, that's metame bebeit habliyah. U'mo'alim bahem, and there's a din of me'ila. Okay, since, now what's the issue here? The ola is generally, there's me'ila. The chatat, what happens generally? There's a din of me'ila when you designate the animal to be sacrificed. Once you sacrifice it, it's now all mutar to the kohanim. But according to this, since you've now disqualified it and it can't be eaten, so it's going to have a din of me'ila for the long term. Chutz mi chatara of sha'asa'a lamata kima'ase chatat l'shem chatat. But if you just messed up that you did it lamata, as long as you did it kima'ase chatat and l'shem chatat, meaning, you write, you, again, depending on what kima'ase chatat is, but assuming we mean that you didn't sever both the kana and the vesha, you did only one, and you did it l'shem chatat, then we're going to say that there's no din of me'ila, okay? Just for switching the location. Sorry. Except for, right, the, okay, I made a mistake. Kulan means all the cases mentioned in the Mishnah. Obviously, kulan doesn't count the case where you actually did it right, okay? So, chutz mechatata of shasa lamata kemaseh chatat l'shem chatat, that one, not only did you do it right, the ola also was done right in the case you did everything right. Remember, the first case in each section, but the ola is always going to have a din of me'ila because it all gets burned and it's all sanctified to the end. But the chatat's going to be the one case, if you did everything exactly right and it's not disqualified, then you won't have a din of me'ila because then it's mutar for the kohanim to be eaten. Okay? Olata of shasa lemata kima se chatat l'shem chatat. Now, there's going to be a machloket in this specific case. If you do the olata of lemata, like, right, okay, which, again, the olata of is supposed to be done lemala, you do it lemata, kima se chatat l'shem chatat, and you do it, all the rest of it, right, everything is wrong about it. Rabbi Eliezer omer mo'alimba, Rabbi Yeshua omer ein mo'alimba. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer is going to say, why do you think ein mo'alimba? Umayim chatat she'ein mo'alim ba lishma. In a chatat, right, if you do it lishma, there's no me'ila. Remember, you do the chatat the right way, there's no din of me'ila. Kishishina et shma, but if you do it l'shem ola, what's going to happen? There now is a din of me'ila, right? Mo'alim ba. Because what did we say? The only time the chatat's not going to have a din of me'ila is if it's done right, because then it's going to be allowed to be eaten. If you disqualify it, right, and you do it l'shem olah, for instance, what's going to happen? It's now has a din of me'ila. So comes his kavachom and he says like this. So olah, shemo'alim ba lishma, olah, whether you, right, when you do it lishma, there is a din of me'ila, right? Chata, when you do it lishma, there's no din of me'ila. Ola, even if you do it lishma the right way, it's going to have a din of me'ila. So all the more so, kishishinat shma mo'alimba, right? Well, wouldn't you say, I'm sorry, kishishinat shma eino din shimaluba, right? Wouldn't it be obvious then? We're going to say basically, the chatat can be taken out of me'ila. And yet, when you turn it into an ola, it's going to keep the din of me'ila. So the ola, which no matter what has a din of me'ila, if you mess it up and turn it into a chatat, ain't no din that it's going to have a din of me'ila still? That's his kavachomer. But obviously, this doesn't make so much sense, because Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, lo. Im amarta bechatat, sheshinat shma l'shem ola, sheken shinat shma l'davar sheyesh bo me'ila. Why is a chatat, right? What happens when you do something with the wrong intent? You basically, it takes on that new name now, right? So now it's an ola. And an ola, you were mo'aba, right? It's yesh bo me'ila. So tomar ba'ola, sheshinat shma l'shem chatat, sheken shinat shma l'davar she'ein bo me'ila. And as well as you say, the ola, you change to a chatat. Well, a chatat doesn't have a din of me'ila. So remember, the ola that you do l'shem chatat, you can continue to sacrifice it. It just doesn't count as your ola. So now they say, well, then it should count as a chatat, and the kohanim should be allowed to eat. There should be no din of me'ila. Okay? So that's what his claim is. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow from the. They continue to argue and bring proofs back and forth, right? It's one of those unique Mishnahs. Often in the Mishnah, they just kind of state the halacha. In a few Mishnayot, they have a back and forth discussion. Often we see these in Braitot that didn't make it into the Mishnah. But here, and the Gemara often brings them to kind of show you the back and forth. Here, the Mishnah actually brings them. You're going to see the back and forth between them about this unique case of the Ola, which is done. Lamata, k'masa chatat l'shem chatat. Is there a din of meal or is there not a din of meal?